As of this Friday morning, July 6th, we do not know the winner in the race for the Democratic nomination for Baltimore County Executive. It's too close to call, but we may know the victor tonight. WIPR's John Lee reports that this follows legal wrangling yesterday between attorneys for Johnny Ochevsky and State Senator Jim Brochin over how to handle hundreds of rejected provisional ballots.
At the County Board of Elections Thursday, lawyers and campaign officials for Ochevsky and Brochin huddled in offices or out in the lobby to map out their legal strategy. Just 42 votes separate the two in the race for the party's nomination. Ochevsky asked for a close review of more than 900 provisional ballots that had already been rejected by the county board. But Charles Sheeler, an attorney for Brochin, says provisional ballots are usually rejected for generic reasons, so a review would just be doing the election board staff's work all over again. Sheeler says there is no reason to delay the vote count.
We are entitled to what the public wants, which is simply an announcement. Who won? Count the votes, finish it, and tell us who won.
But Sheeler's challenge was shot down by the county elections board attorney, Andrew Bailey.
I would suggest that.
I'm making a statement. Yeah. I'm not taking questions at this point.
Okay, you're not taking questions.
So statement mm-hmm. is to the effect that it is our position that Maryland statute and regulation permits us proceeding as we have laid out.
And that was to give Ochevsky the review he wanted. Ochevsky campaign manager Tucker Cavanaugh.
We got to make sure that every vote is counted and it's counted accurately, especially with the concerns about the MVA data.
On the eve of the primary, it was announced that as many as 80,000 people statewide would have to cast provisional ballots because they had made a change in address or party affiliation through the MVA, and that information was not passed along to the state elections board. Bailey says they've looked for those voters in Baltimore County.
We're checking our database. We're checking the overlay MVA list to make sure every voter who properly was registered, that vote will be counted.
County Elections Board Director Katie Brown says they found fewer than 200 Democratic and Republican voters who were caught up in the MVA glitch.
So here's your MVA match. This person,
as Ochevsky requested, Brown walked representatives of the campaigns through samples of the rejected provisionals. The third candidate in the race, County Councilwoman Vicki Almond, had a representative there as well. Almond is about 1,000 votes behind Ochevsky and Brochin. After the review, Cavanaugh with the Ochevsky campaign says they are satisfied and don't expect to challenge the rejected provisional ballots today.
After this review, I have 1,000% confidence that they're going to count every vote.
Brochin attorney Tim Hodge agreed.
We believe the process continues to be transparent and fair, and the election board is making every effort to have every vote count.
That doesn't mean that individual ballots that are being counted today cannot be challenged, and the campaigns will be monitoring the vote count. So, here are the numbers. There are roughly 2,000 provisional and absentee votes that are expected to be counted today. As mentioned before, Ochevsky leads Brochin by 42 votes. Almond is about 1,000 votes behind. Almond campaign manager Mandy Heinel says they still hold out hope, although they are not unrealistic. If all goes as planned, we should know later today, a week and a half after the primary, who will be Republican Al Redmer's opponent in the general election, unless, of course, there's a recount. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.